right then. Wednesday, 5 p.m. Time for American Hit Radio on 90.3 WHBC, WHBC HD. I'm Tom Ryan. Thanks so much for tuning in to hang out. If you got some time, we can spend an hour. Talk about a little bit of music, listen to some great songs. I got a great album for you. That's what we've been doing on Wednesdays for ages now, really long time. Playing our way through the top 500 of the top 40 and the alternative top 40. 500 albums in each of those categories. That's 1,000 weeks of albums, 1,000 hours. And we're putting them all up on our website, too, which is AmericanHitNetwork.com. So if you're interested in catching up with what we've been doing, if you just want to basically hear some information about some of your favorite albums, check out the website, because there are now just about 500 shows that are posted there for you to sort through and choose what you like, or listen to them in chronological order, which is a fun thing to do. I know a few people that are doing that, and they say they're enjoying it. I'm glad for that. Today, we have another album, which is from the top 500 of the top 40. We've crossed the halfway mark. This is album number 253 out of 500. So we're making progress. We're making ground, no doubt about it. The album was released in August of 1975, which is to say that it is at this very moment celebrating its 50th anniversary. And it's on the top 500 of the top 40 because of that list of ours, because it made number 28 on the Billboard pop charts. The album is by one of my favorite singers in the world, Al Green, and it's called Al Green Is Love. Now, during the four-year stretch from 1972 to 1975, Al Green ruled the U.S. R&B charts. He had six consecutive number one R&B albums. Al Green Is Love, the album we're going to play today, represents the end of that run. And I think it contains some of his best work. In my opinion, it is also, like almost certainly, his most diverse album. For almost the entirety of his career, Green maintained a specific style, singing love songs with a restrained energy that seduced his audience into submission. He loved singing about love. And it's interesting that this album is called Al Green Is Love, and yet it's got a diversity to it, because the consistency of his work is really astounding. And this album, obviously, with that title, doesn't break too far from that formula, but it does add a bit of spice to the mix. He and his extraordinary producer, Willie Mitchell, they've been teamed up now at this point for half a decade or more, wrote together or co-wrote all of the songs on this album, skipping their usual tendency to add one or two familiar cover songs. So Al Green would almost always put a couple of cover songs on his album, none on here. As usual, love still reigns supreme, but the scope of their subject stretches out significantly. L-O-V-E, the opening track, is upbeat and positive-minded, while another song like Oh Me, Oh My is also in that same vein. But at the other end of the spectrum are these speculative songs that they give you a sense of like uncertainty, like Could I Be the One and I Wish You Were Here. There's a song called I Didn't Know. It's sort of like the prerequisite slow 6/8 tune. Every album has him doing one, like he did a slow version of How Can You Mend a Broken Heart, and he stretches it out. I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry on another album, which he stretched out. Both cover songs, by the way, that he put into the 6/8 feel, and they ended up, because of the slow tempo, being about 6 minutes long. On this album, it's called I Didn't Know. But this one is original, and it's far more ruminative, I should say, than the usual fare of the 6/8 beat type of rhythm that he's got. Most surprising and rewarding on this is a song called Love Ritual, which is a mostly instrumental workout which surely qualifies as the funkiest song of Green's career, in my opinion. Al Green is Love is very much a classic album with a simple theme, but its scope is far more complex and diverse than you may have expected. So if you're an Al Green fan and you don't know this album, I think you're in for a happy surprise. But I have nothing to say about anybody who might not feel that, because I think it's impossible to not like Al Green. I just don't think that that's conceivable. He's so good at what he does, and it's so easy to love his material that I just think that it's a gimme. If you listen to it, there's no room to not like it. So let's get started with the song that was the single taken from the album. It's more or less the title track, too. It's called L-O-V-E, Love.
I started to write this song about you. Positively, that's what the world is made of. So give me more L-O-V-E love. Love is a walk down Main Street. Love is an apple, honey, so sweet. Love is something that can't be beat. L-O-V-E is strange to me. Oh, I can't. Is free. It's all in the heavens, can't you see? You can always depend on me to give you love. Love is a fire in my soul. Love is a story that can't be told. And you feel it burning more and more. Stop and look at the big wheel roll. I can't explain. Salvation is free. I would give my life for the glory, just to be able to tell the story of love.
Really know why I feel like there's no way to dislike it. But I mean, to me, that song is like, it's perfect. It's a perfect R&B song. It's also a perfect pop song. And it's engaging. It's beautiful. I mean, this is what Al Green has been doing for about the better part of a decade. And, you know, and this album is pretty much, I consider it to be the climactic moment where it all falls together. That song, first of all, it's written by Al Green and his producer, Willie Mitchell, along with Teeny Hodges. Teeny Hodges, Mabon Hodges is his actual name, but they'll call him Teeny. He was the guitar player on the entire album. But it's weird because he's like, there's three brothers that make up the rhythm section for Al Green and Willie Mitchell. The Hodges brothers are Teeny on guitar, Leroy plays bass, and Charles Hodges would play organ or piano. So, I mean, these guys have got it cornered. Now, the only other real regular player would be the drummer, who is, in this instance, is Howard Grimes at this point in time. And when songs like that, you come up with stuff like that, I guess, and Teeny Hodges, I think that he had a lot to do with, like, basically giving that song the strength that it's got, that extra push. And you can talk about Willie Mitchell's input because of the fabulous horn arrangement that's on there and the strings that sit underneath it that just make it beautiful. I can't say enough about Al Green. He's the type of artist that when I put him on, there's nothing that I can do except smile. And I probably play Al Green in my life maybe 3 or 4 times a week. And Heidi does the same thing. I mean, we're both totally like, we're Al Green freaks. There's no doubt about it. And let's play the next track and we can maybe talk more about our love for Al Green. But the second song up is again written by Al Green with Teeny Hodges, this time without Willie Mitchell. This song is called Rhymes.
But I missed them all with the rolling pin. I took everything I own, like a king down from his throne. All right. I can let it get me down.
Great guitar riff that Teeny Hodges wrote for that song. It's just awesome. There's a lot of family on the track. Like I said, you know, there's the three Hodges brothers, and the singers are Donna and Sandra Rhodes. I believe they're sisters as well. So there's that to get that family vibe. And then, of course, there's Al Green, who I consider to be like maybe the last of the great soul singers, like the era that maybe started with Sam Cooke and eventually the torch was passed to Otis Redding. And with both of them passing, Al Green, I think, took it and wrote it out. And I don't think anybody did it better than Al Green. I think that he, maybe not just the last of the great soul singers, but the best of the great soul singers. I mean, he is inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's had 11 Grammy Awards, a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. Now, I know that these things don't make him great. It just means that he's popular and that he's well-loved. But, I mean, a lot of this does exist for the simple reason that he is almost impossible to deny. He's a Kennedy Center's honors recipient. He's Rolling Stones considers him one of the 100 greatest artists of all time, which he absolutely is, and also one of the greatest singers of all time at number 10 of all and any like type of style. So, yeah, there's a lot going on with Al Green. And this album, Al Green is Love, he's really true to it because as I'm looking at it, there's like three, four, the word love appears like on 50% of the songs, just about. And here again is another song. The next track is a little bit more of a, you know, laid out type of, you know, laid back kind of a song. It's, again, written by Al Green with Willie Mitchell, the producer, and somebody named Earl Randall, who I don't know who that is. And maybe I wonder if I can look up that name because he's not in the band. He's not a band member. The song, though, is called The Love Sermon.
Grain of love is falling down. Oh. And time is there beside. The carnival and the fair. Oh, is here. Oh. Having fun on the rocks. Love is the dimension between time and feeling. Oh, the distance from heaven to earth. Oh. That's my understanding. Lord, and I pray. There's one thing I keep on looking for. My someone to collect the grains of sand. Cease the thought of times. Something is on my mind. I'm standing in a field of diamonds. My soul and heart in my mind. I pray, let me say, let us ask the Creator man to give us wisdom to understand what it feels to be a man and say, I want to do everything for you.
Say enough. That track is almost too much, because if you listen closely enough, you realize that he's a triple threat on that song, because he triple tracks his own voice. He's got the main melody going, but he's got a part that's under it, and then he has another part that he does that harmonizes around it, mostly under it. And yet they're all Al. And then when he starts to ad lib, it's almost it gives me chills. I just love it. And by the way, I found out a little bit about Earl Randall, because I spoke about him on this show before and I forgot. We covered a couple of other albums that were Willie Mitchell albums, artists who used Willie Mitchell as the producer. One of them is Ann Peebles, and he wrote the song I'm Gonna Tear Your Playhouse Down for Ann Peebles on the album Can't Stand the Rain. And I rave about that album as well. And that is, if you go to our website, you can hear, if you're loving this, I highly suggest that you go to the website and check out the show that we did for Ann Peebles on Can't Stand the Rain. Just type in her name and it'll bring it right up. You don't have to go digging for it. It's, you know, there is a search engine that'll do it for you. It's amazing. And you'll hear that Earl Randall tune, I'm Going to Tear Your Playhouse Down. Paul Young had a hit with it. Sometime in the 80s, a pretty big hit with it. Another guy that we covered, going even further back, that had written songs for, that Earl Randall wrote songs for, is a guy named O.V. Wright, who was another guy that was getting produced by Willie Mitchell, and another guy who we covered one of his albums. I think it was the Nickel and a Nail or something like that. That might have been the name of the album. And it was a great album. It was one that I discovered myself very late. And I loved it because what struck me about it was how much O.V. Wright sounded like a more like country version of Al Green. Because with Willie Mitchell's production, it had this awesome, awesome like sound to it. So again, if you really like Al Green and you like what you're hearing here, I highly recommend you go to the website and check out Ann Peebles and O.V. Wright. That's the letters O.V. as in Victor Wright. That's the name. And Wright is W-R-I-G-H-T. And I'm promising you, if you like this, you're going to like that too, because they very much fall in line. And it's also more or less, well, I guess it uncovers where my taste lies, because I do consider them to be three of my favorite albums of all time. Thus, why we're covering them here as either a top 500 or an alternative top 40 album. And in the case of the other two, they were both alternative because they did not make the top 40. Al Green was the one raking in the money back then in the 70s. All right. All that being said, next track is another, it's called Al Green is Love for a Reason. It's a Willie Mitchell tune written with Lawrence Seymour and Yvonne Mitchell. It's a song called There Is Love.
I don't believe in fortune tellers. I wouldn't put a penny in a wishing well. I know what Santa Claus is all about. Glad I never seen him. You stepped out of a dream, captured my heart, opened my arms and gave me a new start. There's love. I can say there's love. Never been played about, but the beauty of your whole love made the song calming on.
Listening to WHPC, WHPC HD 90.3. The show is American Hit Radio. I'm Tom Ryan with my lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales Ryan. We're here every Wednesday and Friday from 5 until 6 p.m. doing what we're doing, playing what our favorite music, and it's our job to justify it. So that's why I'm like so intensely, trying to push how much I love Al Green, because it very rarely do I get the chance to do this on the radio. And maybe eventually we'll be on our Friday show. We'll do an entire series based on Al Green. I think that's easy. But there's one more song left for side one before we move on. So we'll do that before we flip over the vinyl, so to speak. It's another song co-written by Al Green with his great producer, Willie Mitchell, also credited to Ann Mitchell. May have been, I'm pretty sure it's Willie's wife. It's called Could I Be the One?
That you're thinking of. My goal is to be the one you're dreaming of. I wanna be a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Trust me, and I'll never let you down. Let me be with you. Ships are bound. It'll be me and you against the opposition. Can't you see our love shining through? You've been there to solve my problems. You to help me solve them. I don't know what to do for me. Hey. Chance me with a dream. I'll make them all come true. For the rest of my cherishing you.
Could I be the one
in your life at the end of the rainbow?
Let me be the one.
Let me be the one that you love so. Late at night, the time. Wanna be the one you say is out of sight.
Let me be the one.
Let you be the girl.
Let me be the one.
Let me be.
Thing that I, one of the beautiful things, there's so many, but that one thing that, about Willie Mitchell that I love as a producer is that he knows how to stay out of the way. He can put strings and maybe horns on a track, but he doesn't make it sound like they busy it up. They become a beautiful bed, really, and it the rest is up to the songwriter, which is very often Willie Mitchell himself on this album in particular. Now, flipping over the record, this is a song that really kind of freaked me out because when I heard it, I'm like, this doesn't even sound like it's an Al Green song. This is outright funky. I think it's the funkiest thing that he ever did. He wrote it by himself, and it's really sort of an instrumental. Of course, you'll hear his voice. He's singing along with it, but he's mostly just, you know, he's singing with it without lyrics and making mouth noises. It's awesome. It's just tremendous, a load of fun. And because this is the Love album, the song is called Love Ritual. We'll be right back. almost like he's not singing in English on that. I love that track. It's amazing. Love Ritual is the name of that song. I'm running out of time to talk because I want to make sure I can get in the remaining four songs. And the next one's pretty long. This is the 6/8 song, the requisite 6/8 song that pretty much appears on every album. In this instance, written by Al Green. It's called I Didn't Know.
You love me like you do. I didn't know that you cared like you. That your love was so strong, keep me warm. Oh, I didn't know that you feel like you do. Like you feel when you feel like you feel makes a man want to steal from you. Thank you.
Nobody complained to me. Nobody said anything to me. Nobody called the telephone, and I could get that feeling way down.
It's never my favorite thing to pan down an Al Green song, but I got three other songs to go, and I got about 10 minutes to do it, and there's about 9 minutes of music. So here we go. The other song that to me was like as big of a hit as L-O-V-E, same exact songwriters too, Al Green, Willie Mitchell, and Teenie Hodges. It's called Oh Me, Oh My, Dreams in My Arms.
Leaving me on my own, and you was there in some other songs, giving away all my charms, and when I awake, I want to hear filling my life with cheer, and when I come back.
In My Arms. The song wasn't a hit. Definitely I feel it definitely should have been. I've got a huge love for this album, obviously. Al Green is love indeed. Hope you're enjoying it. Hope you did enjoy it. We've got two more songs that we can play for you, and that'll about sum it up. Again, if you're interested, I hope you can check out the website, AmericanHitNetwork.com, and maybe search out some of the albums that we were talking about earlier, like O.V. Wright and Ann Peebles. And they'll join us perhaps on Friday with our series on Jimi Hendrix. We'll be back at 5 o'clock on Friday discussing him and around the era of his first album. So there's that also. So thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another album. Here is Al Green with I Gotta Be More, Take Me Higher. And we'll let that segue into I Wish You Were Here, a Willie Mitchell tune. Thanks again. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Just super fly, trying to be high more. You understand the better man more. Better demonstrate to how to take me higher. Up to the sky, make me cry, take me higher.
felt your kiss bloom all around me. It seemed like love is never gonna find me here. I keep on looking for a brighter day. Somebody won't you help me this evening? Where you? Smooth talking, easy walking.
I love.